Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 4, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Using the commentary and the commentator of Rabbeinu Yonah, the fascinating, wonderful words from the great sage Yoshua ben Prachya v'Nitai Ha'arbeli kiblu mehem. Yoshua ben Prachya, Nitai of Arbel, received the tradition from them. Yoshua ben Prachya Omer, Yoshua ben Prachya says, Asei lecha rav, make a mentor for yourself. Uknei lecha chaver, acquire a friend for yourself. And judge every person favorably. Look at the phraseology that this Mishnah uses. Each word is gold. Asei lecha rav. Establish, make for yourself a rav. It doesn't say knei lecha rav because you can't buy off your rabbi. You can't pay off your rabbi. You can't give money to tell your rabbi what you want to hear. What he says, you have to do. And you can't take half of what he says and half of what he doesn't say. If he's your rabbi, he's your post. He's the one that decides for you, makes the decisions. You have to go by what he says for everything. You can't pick and choose. You can't give him a check today and say, you know, I need the most lenient opinion of how much I could eat if I want to have this or that. You can't pay him off on Thursday and say, you know, maybe I don't really have to do such good ethics, God forbid. Asei lecha rav, make for yourself, the rabbi, whatever he says, you must make for yourself. Whatever he tells you to do, you must do. But for a friend, that you could be knei lecha chaver. For a friend, you could acquire one for yourself. However it takes, whatever it takes to find for yourself a friend, even if on some level you have to buy him off to become your friend, you need to acquire that friend from yourself. Whether it's doing a mission together, like building houses, or whether it's going through sugyas, learning together somehow, or whether it be going through school together, and that's how you do it. Somehow you have to make acquired for yourself the friend. Even if it's shared experiences, even if you're working together, somehow you have a common basis that acquires you to him and him to you. That's how you get the friend, because you have to make for yourself a rav, but you have to acquire for yourself a friend. You can't buy off the rabbi, but you can buy off the friend through shared experiences or having them over for lunch and getting to know them. You don't actually know them yet. You're acquiring the relationship. You're building the relationship. Sometimes it takes work. Sometimes that's what you have to do. Think about the best relationship in the world, that of the spouse. You don't know the girl right away. You have to acquire that relationship. It has to be built. You go on dates. You pay for her food. You take her out. You pay for her ticket. You're acquiring the ability to know each other, to get to know each other and get to love each other. And then you finally can establish a relationship, love each other and get engaged and marry. But that took an acquisition. That's why it's called it says Mekudeshes B'Taba'at, because it's sort of on some level, not to cheapen it in any way, shape, or form, but on some level it's acquiring the relationship. Giving that ring acquires the status of husband and wife and makes the relationship. That doesn't happen with the rabbi. The rabbi has to be made for you. You have to be able to find the rabbi, listen to the rabbi. And look at the terminology here. It says Kol Ha'adam. I didn't see this for many, this is our fourth season, and many times reading this mission, I didn't realize this until it was pointed out by a rabbi lecturer, maybe Rabbi Rosner, I'm not sure who it was, but it says Es Kol Ha'adam. You have to judge the whole person, Lekavshus, for the benefit. You can't just judge a person. You have to take all aspects of a person into consideration. You have to judge favorably the entire person. You see one thing that bothers you, you're missing the other 99% of the personality. You see one trait, one terrible midah, one terrible addiction or affliction. Are you judging the whole person, or are you judging the one aspect of the person? The Mishnah implores us, exhorts us, and tells us you have to judge the whole of the person. Es kol ha'adam. It could have easily said es kol adam, judge every person, but it doesn't just say that. It says judge the whole person, each person, the whole of each person, lekav zuchus. Have you done it kol ha'adam lekav zuchus? Not have you done es kol adam lekav zuchus. Of course you're supposed to judge everyone favorably, but each person you judge, if you're gonna judge, judge them favorably. And each person you judge, not just to judge the person favorably, but to judge the whole of the whole person favorably. Judge the entirety of the person. And that's a nuance I never saw before, but wanted to point out right now. So he received the tradition. Who did they receive it from? Yeshua Nitai got it from Yossi ben Yoezer of Tzred and Yossi ben Yochanan of Yerushalayim. Make a mentor for yourself. Even if you know as much as he does, make him your mentor. For one remembers what he learns from his mentor better than what he learns by himself. Also, at times, he will understand something better than you, and he will teach it to you, even if you are both equally wise. Again, these are the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Acquire a friend for yourself. You need a good friend for three reasons. First, for words of Torah. As our sages said, I've learned much Torah with my teachers and with my friends even more than with my teachers and with my students the most of all. That comes from Tanis. Second, for mitzvahs. You need a friend for mitzvahs. Even if your friend is not as pious as you, even if he sometimes does things that are not right and sins when he derives benefit from the sin, still he does not want you to sin. He gains nothing from your sin. As our sages said, one does not sin on behalf of another. It follows then you will reprove your friend for his sins. He will do the same for you. Between the two of you, you will both repent. Also, thirdly, you need a friend for advice. Have your friend offer helpful comments on all your affairs. Take good advice from him. Make him your confidant. He's loyal to you. He'll not reveal your secrets to others, not even to those who appear to be friends, because the true nature of their feelings for you is not apparent in the facade they present. Therefore, they will not interfere with your plans. Shlomo said in his wisdom, thoughts are frustrated when there's no counsel, but through an abundance of counsel, they will be established. And it says, acquire, literally buy a friend for yourself, because if you cannot find a friend for free, you should acquire him with money. Use your assets to obtain a good friend, or else acquire him through kind words and gentle language. Do not take exception to his words. Tolerate his insults. Even when he speaks against you, don't answer him back, otherwise you won't maintain their friendship. People have different opinions. Times you'll want something and your dear friend will tell you it's not a good idea. If you're not put up with him, allow it to pass. The friendship will be inevitably damaged. Shlomo said in his wisdom, one who covers an offense seeks loves, but one who harps on the matter alienates a ruler from himself. In other words, one who restrains himself when his friend does something wrong promotes friendship. If you tolerate his actions, the friendship will endure, but if your friend says something against you and you repeat it saying, look what he said about me, you alienate the ruler. With this behavior, it's inevitable that you will separate yourself from your personal ruler, your friend, and judge every person, the whole of every person, favorably. It refers to someone about you who are uncertain as to whether he is pious or wicked, or someone that you know to be average, who sometimes does bad and sometimes good. If someone like this acts in a way that could be judged either negatively or positively, depending how you weigh the matter, even a way that appears closer to negative, there is any way to judge him favorably, you're obligated to assume his intentions were good. This is not so of one who is completely righteous. If a righteous person does something that appears even entirely wicked and clearly negative, you're still obligated to judge him favorably. Assume he sinned accidentally, became aware of it, and immediately repented. Our sages said, if you see a Torah scholar transgress during the night, do not think badly of him during the day. Perhaps he has repented. Could you possibly mean perhaps? Of course he repented. That comes from Brachos. Perhaps implies you think it's only possible but not definite that he repented. In other words, you still think badly of him. Otherwise, alternatively, could you possibly mean perhaps indicates that since he is a Torah scholar who never sinned yet, he certainly must have immediately repented. We learn from here never to judge a righteous person negatively. Concerning him, there's no need to say judge everyone favorably. The Mishnah also is not speaking about a completely wicked person. For even if he does a deed that's completely good and appears to be totally blameless, you should still judge him negatively. Assume his good deed was external, not a reflection of his true persona. The verse says, though his voice is ingratiating, do not trust him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. That comes from Mishlei. The Rambam wrote of this matter, Shlomo said in his wisdom, a righteous person is wise to the house of the evildoer, which corrupts the wicked toward evil. In other words, we may think that since the righteous do not know how to do evil, do not understand the ways of the wicked, they will not understand those who sin. This is not true, for the righteous are wise to the house of the evildoer. They know, recognize, and notice the evil of his ways more so than others who are less wise in these matters. Do not think about them. When a righteous person sees that a wicked person's actions appear good, he corrupts them and judges them as evil. He assumes that the evildoer has done wrong because his intent was not to do a mitzvah, but only to make himself look good. So remember, make for yourself the rabbi. You can't pay him off. You have to listen to everything he says, not just some things. But acquire for yourself a friend, even if it needs to buy him. Even if it means you have to acquire the relationship, build it over time, you must do so. And judge every person, not just every person, but the whole of every person towards the side of benefit. This has been the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.